Let us pray. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, we are gathered together in this morning hour within the walls of thy house with a mourning family. Where it has pleased thee in the past week, after many years of struggling with disease, and to have taken out of their midst a beloved husband, father, grandfather, brother, further family member, a member of the congregation, a resident of Bethesda, and for him it has become eternity. And thou most perfectly knoweth who are thine and who are not. And now we are called upon, because the living cannot live with the dead. And to that end we are called upon to bring us mortal remains to the cemetery. O Lord, do remember this family circle, her who has now become a widow. Then thou hast granted help, strength, faithfulness for many years, even in the midst of very trying circumstances, that she has stood so faithfully beside her husband of more than 50 years, and that has all come to an end. And to that end, Lord, do remember, do uphold, do comfort, where that empty place shall more and more be experienced and felt. Oh, grant her that special place at thy footstool, and fulfill for her by thy free and sovereign grace what the prophet of old has declared, thy husband is thy maker, the Lord of hosts is his name. Then we commend unto thee the children, the spouses, where their father is no more, an empty place in their lives. Grant them also that place at thy footstool. We commend unto thee the grandchildren. They are still young, and in their eyes grandfather was very old, and he has nearly reached the age of the strong. But, Lord, we have also experienced it, that the young can also be taken away. Oh, remember them in their young lives, to be given to remember their Creator and the days of their youth. Then we commend unto thee the only brother left, the only sibling. Also his thought shall multiply. Oh, do remember and uphold, and do sanctify the calling. We remember the family of Bethesda, a mourning family, where for many years they were enabled to care for him. And now the room, the place is empty. All work there among young and old by thy blessed Spirit for the coming of thy kingdom. Lord, we commend unto thee all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, those that have brought dear children and other beloved ones to the cemetery, who are also in these days, their thoughts shall multiply. Wilt thou remember consistory and congregation? Lord, may it please thee to richly sanctify this calling of death in the midst of young and old. Then by renewal it has been confirmed what thou hast spoken to our first parents the day that thou eatest thereof. Thou shalt surely die. But, O Lord, thou hast revealed unto us also. We have commemorated in the days gone by that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, then under these solemn circumstances, then it may be proclaimed that there is a Savior who has come for the chiefest of sinners. And we humbly ask thee, Lord, that thy word may be blessed, accompanied by thy Holy Spirit, because thou hast written in thy word, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man is born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. We need to become new creatures, because by nature we are dead in sins and trespasses. And now the King is still gathering his church by word and spirit. And thou oftentimes uses solemn callings. Also thy goodness accompanied with thy holy word to gather, to instruct and lead thy church. Oh, then we do well in this morning hour for each and every one of us to examine where our journey is to. Lord, convert what is unconverted. Spare that we build not upon sandy foundations. And may thy people be given to make their calling and election sure. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 7, the verses 7 through 29. Matthew 7, beginning with the 7th verse. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if a son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me that work iniquity. Therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, I shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. And he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Family Van Leer, congregation and friends, we are gathered in God's house in this morning hour, where does please the Lord to take out of our midst Mr. Jake Van Leer at the age of 78 years. For him, it has become eternity, and the Lord knoweth those who are his, and the Lord doth reveal unto us and our children who are the true people of God, where the Lord has given unto us the precious gift of his inspired word, where it is clearly declared who are his, where the exercises, the troubles, the trials, the infirmities, the faith of that people is clearly declared, and that is the touchstone for us and our children. Also in the great day of judgment, and then the word of God shall be opened, and we shall be judged according to that word, whether by the free and sovereign grace of God we have experienced those wonderful things which the Lord grants to his people by free and sovereign grace. And now, family Vanier, then we are called upon in this morning to bring your husband, father, grandfather, and brother to the grave. Mrs. Vanier, the Lord for many years, it was not always easy many times for your husband and father, where he had Parkinson's for so many years. Then the Lord has granted you special strength, courage, faithfulness, that you could stand at his side day after day. And now that has come to an end. That shall also be a large vacuum in your life. The Lord remember, the Lord grant that special place at his footstool, where you may tell him all, and may it be experienced by God's free and sovereign grace, that you may receive another husband, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, because also for widows there shall come a time, we know not when the end shall come, and we shall be called upon to appear before our Maker. Children, had your father for many years, and now that place is empty, you have also been given to surround and help your mother for many years under those difficult circumstances. The Lord uphold and remember you all. The Lord grant that place at his footstool. And then, children, then we do well to consider how it is with us, because we know, of course, when we still have our parents, then we look at our older father or mother, but we know that the Lord does not always take them in order of age. Grandchildren, in your eyes, then grandfather was old, and that is true, because in Psalm 90 verse 10, 70 threescore and 10, that is 70. And if by reason of strength 40, that is 80 years. And your grandfather became 78. But when you ask old people, they shall tell you, they were also small and little like you, and they thought they had lots of time. And they shall tell you that their time went so quickly. And to that end, may you be given, as I read in Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1, to remember your Creator in the days of your youth, and the Lord is so worthy to be served. Brother, also a solemn time for you. The Lord has taken the only brother left from your side, and now you are the only one left. May the Lord remember, may the Lord uphold, and may the Lord sanctify. Bethesda, you are a mourning family by renewal. You were enabled for 15 years to lovingly care for him, and now another empty place. May it please the Lord to work lovingly, irresistibly by his Spirit in the hearts of young and old. Consistory and congregation of Pitcher Butte, 'tis the third death of this year. Of course, the year is not to an end, and we are all on the list. Are we prepared? Lord has spoken in special ways, has taken out of our midst the young, the middle-aged, and now an elderly one. May it please the Lord that we may be given what Moses, the man of God, has asked in his prayer in Psalm 90, verse 12, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. In Matthew 7, in the application of the Sermon on the Mount, then it speaks of two peoples, two ways, two destinations, two kinds of prophets, two kinds of fruits, two different houses. And this morning hour, with the Lord's help, we wish to meditate upon the text words which you can find in Matthew 7, the verses 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. These words speak of Christ's earnest exhortation to enter in at the strait gate. And then in the first place to speak of the blessed proclamation of the strait gate. It is declared that there is the strait gate. Secondly, the profound need for the strait gate. Thirdly, the great difficulties concerning the strait gate. And then in the fourth place, the important examination concerning the strait gate. Because here's, we are on one of those paths. And now what I've wondered is, because in our deep fallen Adam, where we have broken the covenant, transgressed God's commandments, have rebelled, become a traitor, then we read in Genesis 3 verse 24 of the entrance into paradise, that there was the cherubim with a flaming sword that turned every way. Thus that way has been closed. And now in this morning hour, even in the midst of death, it may be proclaimed that there is that strait gate, a narrow way, which leadeth to eternal life and eternal glory. We read in Romans 6 verse 23 that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And now there may be spoken of a strait gate. That is possible because the Lord is triune, and that the Father, as we read in John 3 verse 16, has given his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We read in John 14 verse 6, that Christ has declared, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father by me, but by me. Then in this morning it may be declared, the precious gift we have commemorated it in the days gone by, that the Son of God, what unfathomable love, that he was willing to come upon this earth, that there may by renewal be an entrance back to the Father heart of God, that he was willing to humble himself so low, to even to be born in a stable, and then to make that gate, we say it reverently, then the Son is given himself, he has placed himself under the sword of his Father's justice, as we read in Zechariah 13, verse 7, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man that is my own fellow, smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn my hands unto the little ones. Then the dear Son of God was willing to take the sins of all his church upon him. He is satisfied, justice glorified, and harmonized the attributes of his Father. And to that end, there may be that strait gate, that leadeth to eternal glory, because we read, enter ye in at the straight gate, and then it is written in the scriptures that straight gate, that is the gate which leadeth unto life. Oh, for the people of God, then they shall experience wonderful things. They shall have much to do with that straight gate. They shall be uncovered by the Holy Spirit. We read in the Sermon on the Mount the experience of the people of God. The Lord Jesus Christ has begun in Matthew 5 with the 8 Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. But that people also learn that they cannot enter that gate as they are born with their sins. And to that end, Matthew 5, verse 20, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees and scribes, ye cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Oh, then we have heard it in this chapter further concerning the fruits as a proof and evidence of the wonderful work of grace. Thus the proclamation of a straight gate that leadeth to eternal glory. Here the true child of God may have a small beginning. And what shall it be for the people of God? Paul has stated, written in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither entered into the heart of man what the Lord has prepared for them that love him. Thus what a blessed proclamation, even in the midst of mourning. But to know that there is a straight gate, that is not enough, congregation. We need to be placed on that narrow way. We need to enter through that straight gate by the work of God, and to that end, the necessity, Holy Spirit, come down in this morning in the hearts of young and old, for the unconverted, that they may be given to see their danger, and for the people of God to make their calling and election sure. Secondly, the profound need for the straight gate, because we read in our text words that word for, and our text words begin, enter ye. That is a royal command. That is a divine command. Does not say in the Bible that we are able, that we never find. But the Lord has a right to demand, because he has created us in his image, knowledge, righteousness, and holiness. And now we read, and that is a special reason that we need to earnestly seek, early boys and girls, when we are young, that is the best time. Urgent when we have become older, because we read in verse 13, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Thus Jesus has not spoken that we must come or enter on that broad way and that wide gate, because we read in God's word that we are conceived and born in sin. The original sin from Adam is imputed unto us. And on that broad way, not all the same. Great difference. There are also many churches on that broad way. Theaters, places of vanity, places of wickedness, and that broad way generally is an easy way because it is not so narrow, and we read there are many upon that way. Matthew 22, verse 14, many are called, but few are chosen. And oh, we can picture it, boys and girls, a very wide way, road. And all the people hastening forward and concerning that people. Most of them do not have so many thoughts about that broad way. Still, you hope you do, boys and girls, many times, that you think about your soul and that you bow your knees and say, Lord, may I now receive a new heart and become a child of God, that I may be placed on that narrow way. It is true that narrow way is not so easy. Matthew 16, verse 24, deny ourselves, take up our cross. But that is a blessed and happy people. Lord, give me a new heart that I may be taken off of that broad way. But, oh multitudes, traveling on that broad way, many do not even have a thought about God, many atheists, many false religions, but also many that have the Bible and yet not busy with the things of the Lord, or maybe too busy with the timely things. We have not time to look up, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go thereinat. Also religious people, Balaam, Saul, Judas, and then the end, destruction. And what is now necessary, oh, family, make that also take place in this day. What is now necessary for such a people? The work of the Holy Spirit, and that their eyes are opened, and they are given to see their great danger, and they begin to cry unto the Lord. And then they become the poor in spirit, and then they begin to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Because when the Lord works people, then we have to do with our sins. And with that separation, with the justice of God, there's the choice that we have made in paradise. And then indeed it is an awful thing when we confirm that choice each time by renewal. Those boys and girls, we need to be turned around. And then the end. is eternal destruction. With their little minds, we cannot fathom what heaven shall be for God's true people, but we cannot fathom what hell shall be. Do know, boys and girls, maybe you've burnt your finger, how painful that fire is. And what is now necessary, that we are given to cry unto the Lord, that he may convert us, as the Lord has converted all his people, and that we may be saved through the precious merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord has promised to gather his church by word and by spirit. And oftentimes the Lord uses solemn circumstances for the ingathering of his church. Further, the great difficulties concerning this strait gate. Because we read in verse 14, because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. That implies that we need to seek for it. Thus then Jesus has spoken that the gate was straight and narrow is the way. And now concerning that gate. Oh, first that way. Then there shall be a repentance. A forsaking of our sin does not mean that God's people does not have trouble with sin. Not many infirmities does not mean that they cannot fall into sin. But there shall be that repentance. Thus a forsaking of sin. And what else? Because it speaks of a very narrow gate. On the one hand, we may tell you that that gate is broad because that there is room for the greatest, the biggest, and the chiefest sinner. Oh, when the Lord works, then souls can be troubled whether it is possible for such a sinner as I am to be saved. But from the Lord, let us mention Hebrews 7, verse 25, that he saveth to the uttermost. And in 1 Timothy 1, verse 15, and this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Are there a few large sinners in my midst? Or are we still too good to be saved? It is the work of the Spirit to strip a sinner of everything. Because that gate is so narrow that only can go through that gate is a naked sinner stripped of everything, uncovered to his sins, but also stripped of all his works. Ah, the Spirit teaches his true people that if anything had to be added, one prayer would be eternally lost. The Spirit teaches his people that it is grace and grace alone. Tis the work of the Spirit to teach poor and needy sinners. Ah, when the Lord works, what a fear And what a trembling there can be, because that way is so narrow. On the one hand, presumption, the other hand, discouragement and despair. But the Lord, He has chosen that people. And He says, Sodom, out in the time, and He shall never forsake the work of His own hands. But now the Spirit teaches His people the preciousness of the sixth crossword. It is finished. The important examination concerning the straight gate. And then we read that word ye. It's so personal. It does not mean that we are not responsible fathers and mothers. May you be used with instructing your dear children the godly example, accompanied with much prayer. May you be used for your children. You may be given to see the tender fear of the Lord in your sons and daughters. But it is such a personal matter. Enter ye in at the straight gate. And now the question is, because on a funeral, then we do not speak to the dead. They cannot hear us. We are called to address the living. Does not mean there shall be no memories of the deceased. But we are called to address the living. We read in Amos 4, verse 12, prepare thyself to meet thy maker. That is the question also in this hour. Are we prepared to meet our maker? And then it is necessary that we lay our life, our heart, beside the Sermon on the Mount. It is true, later in His ministry, Christ has spoken more broadly of His mediatorial work as the way to the Father. But when the Lord works, then the Sermon on the Mount shall be experienced. Poor and needy, hungry and thirsting, they are called blessed. But it is the Spirit to lead further, because they read in John 17, verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou wast sent. And then at the closing, then Christ has spoken of the fruits, not only hearers and doers of the word. May the Lord also use this death for the eternal welfare of us and our dear children. Then it is needful a hastening for our life's sake, but a step between us and death, may we be given to seek the Lord while He may be found. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, we have heard of two ways, two peoples, and two eternal destinations. We have not heard of a third. And then we do well to examine each our hearts and our lives, where our journey is to. Lord, do remember this morning, family, once more, we shall look at the deceased in the coffin before disclosed. Wilt thou grant thy help? Pardon us of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. We shall close with the singing of Psalter 107. The first three stanzas, my end, Lord, make me know my days, how soon they fail, and to my thoughtful spirit show how weak I am and frail, and what follows. Psalter 107, the first three stanzas. To read a portion, Matthew 25, beginning with verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. Family and friends, these words are being fulfilled at this very moment. And then what a solemn preaching it is when we stand around an open grave, and when soon the coffin shall be entrusted to the womb of the earth. Then this deceased, his natural voice is silent, but how loudly he is speaking unto all of us that this is the end of all men. The words have been confirmed. What the Lord has spoken to our parents, the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. But not the end. We have heard it out of Matthew 25, that on the great day of judgment, boys and girls, when shall that be? That shall be when the last man or woman, boy or girl, is converted. Then also this grave, all these graves, shall be opened. And then the ones that are upon the earth, we shall be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And then we shall all see the King. Each and every one. But then there shall be a great difference. For those that have remained enemies, never bowed, or those that have learned by the grace of God to worship and love the King in sincerity. And then there shall not be one missing. Also you and I shall stand there. And then the king shall send forth all the angels and divide the family circles, the congregation into two groups, the sheep and the goats. The sheep are the ones that have received the new heart, learned what sinners they were, and received saving faith to embrace the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. They shall be placed on the right hand, and it shall be a perfect separation, and the goats on the left hand. And then the king shall speak. Oh, for the people of God. Those are the ones that have hearkened to his voice by the work of the Holy Spirit, by free and sovereign grace. Because family and friends, then in this morning, the king still calls. He says, come unto me. May still be declared that there is a gate. And now for a people that have hearkened to that call, that have come, given to walk in the ways of the Lord, a prepared people for a prepared place, then the king shall come and inherit the mansions above. All for the church. Have a small beginning here below, but then in perfection they shall praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost for his wonderful works. And then a word for the goats who have refused to come. Is that still our picture, young and old? Depart from me into everlasting fire, young and old. Then it is the question in this hour, on which pathway are we walking on? And now the Lord on the cemetery, then he is speaking, then he is calling unto young and old. May it be granted that the Lord may use this calling richly. And people of God, then how necessary Peter has exhorted for the church to make their calling and election sure. Family Van Leer, the Lord remember from the youngest to the oldest, the Lord work richly by his Spirit, the Lord in a special way. Remember and uphold the widow.
A short note of thanks. First, to our dear mother for the 50 years of dedicated support. 50 years of marriage, and as promised at marriage, Mom, to faithfully assist the other in all things that belong to this life and better. You have been an extraordinary example to your children in this matter. Your dedication, your love and commitment through this difficult journey of Parkinson's and other previous illnesses has also without a doubt kept all of us, your children, in a united path in this journey. How tirelessly you visited Dad, took him to the doctor, to the dentist, and many other appointments. To supper at your house or at the house of one of your children, to family gatherings, and every Friday night at Bethesda. At the closing, Mom, words cannot describe. And we hope to support you further in all this. And then next to all my siblings, thank you for all the different visits, taking him for drives when we still could, and to our different homes for supper. To the ones who could offer spiritual support, to the ones who were able to offer financial support, and to those who were spokesperson between Daniel and the family, between Bethesda and us, and the ones who had to travel from far but still made the trip to come and see Dad. it will now be very different and empty. And we know Dad always prayed and asked for unity amongst us as children, and that we love one another. And I feel through the past few years we can see that this prayer has been answered. Also, thank you, and that with being an understatement, to our Bethesda Care Home. And I say our, as first being a very special place in our community, but also our as to our family. Bethesda has become Dad's home for over 15 years. Bethesda has become part of our daily life. How often that we cross the floor there, and the love and the care and compassion Dad received in those 15 years of slow declination has been second to none. First to Daniel for helping as a family to navigate through the different and deteriorating health conditions. His time offered and dedicated to family meetings and discussions, seeking advice from different doctors and medical professionals. And then also the care, understanding, and professional conduct displayed throughout this time. To the many different nurses, past and present, you know who you all are. Thank you so much for your patience, your care, and loving work. How many times Dad commented on the care that he was receiving, the help and the thoughtfulness shown, all the little things that you did for him, and even the many laughs that they were able to share with the staff. In the last few days, we have also heard it. It was said to us that Bethesda is also in mourning with the loss of Dad. And as a family, we may really feel and believe that also. Words cannot express the thank you to our Bethesda staff. And then also to the Bethesda cooks. How many meals are cooked every 3 a day, but every year? And how often Dad has commented, he said, "We hebben wij toch vandaag weer zo lekker gegeten." The cooks are not overlooked. We appreciate you, everything you do. Also to the few friends who continue to visit Dad in Bethesda till near the end. These visits did mean very much to him. Thank you to the EMS for the many trips to the hospital and taking him back. And always your care and compassion was displayed. I cannot begin to name you all, but also you know who you are. And then the Pixie Butte Pharmacy, Dr. Leishman when he was before his retirement, and at last Heidi Veltman. Thank you today to Reverend Adams for the different visits that have been made, your phone calls and inquiries, and for your support through this time with our family and for leading the funeral service today. Also to the custodians who set up yesterday and today, Adrian and Andrique, for setting up the lunch. Franz for doing the sound today, Angela for playing the organ, Sarah Circle for providing the lunch, and to the cemetery committee for taking care of the grave and graveyard. Then last but not least, thank you to Jack. We really appreciate what you have done the last week. Your professional conduct displayed alongside your care and compassion is the most appreciated in this time, and the opportunity for the two-hour family private time that we had at Martin Brothers was, with all due respect, the most precious and special time for our family, for the children and the grandchildren. We thank you for that. We appreciate that we may still have a service as Martin Brothers still providing a reverent and compassionate funeral service. May the Lord God be with you all also. If we have forgotten anybody, please accept our apologies on behalf of the Van Leer family. But all help, all the meals, the cards, the tokens, and the love in our community has been very much appreciated. Thank you to our community. We now wish to sing Psalter 422. We're going to sing stanzas 8 and then stanzas 5. Remember,
Thank you. And friends, this concludes the formal portion of our graveside service here today. Please take the time that you need at the graveside here, and just a reminder of the luncheon being held back at the church. Thank you so much.